Ego sum alpha et u, primus et novissimus. It is my will, it should be so, it is, it was, it shall be thus. I am great God gracious, which never had beginning. The whole food of parent is set in my ascension. I am the trial of the Trinity, which never shall be twinning, peerless patron imperial and patri serpentia. My beams be all beatitude, all bliss is in my building, all mirth is in my mansitude, cum de potentia. Both visible and invisible, all is my wielding, as God greatest and glorious, o lieth mea licentia. For all the might of the majesty is magnified in me, prince principal proved in my perpetual providence. I was never but one, and ever one in three, set in substantial soothness within celestial sapience. The three trials in a throne and true trinity be grounded in my godhead, exalted by my excellence. The might of my making is marked in me, dissolved under a diadem by my divine experience. Now, sith I am so solemn and set in my solation, a bigly bliss here will I build, a heaven without ending. And cast a comely compass by comely creation, nine orders of angels be ever to one attending. Do your endeavour, and doubt you not under my domination, to sit in celestial safety all solace to your sending. For all the liking in this lordship be lord to my lordation, through the might of my most majesty, your mirth shall ever be mending.
Lord, through thy grace and might thou hast us wrought, nine orders of angels here as you may see, cherubim and seraphim through your thought, thrones and dominations in bliss to be, with principates, that order bright, and potestates in blissful height, also virtutes, through thy great might, angeli and also archangeli. Nine orders here be wittily, that you have made here full bright. In thy bliss full right they be, and I, the principal lord, here in thy sight.
Here have I wrought with heavenly might of angels nine orders of great beauty, each one with others as it is right to walk about the Trinity. Now, Lucifer and Lightborn, look lowly you be attending. The blessing of my benignity I give to my first operation. For crafty, for cunning, cast never comprehension. Exalt you not to excellency in no high exaltation. Look that you tend right wisely, for hence I will be wending. The world that is both void and vain, I form in this formation, with a dungeon of darkness which never shall have ending. These works now be done by my divine formation. This work is now well I wrought, that is so clean and clear. As I you made of naught, my blessing I give you here.
We thank thee, Lord, full sovereignly, that us hath formed so clean and clear. Ever in this bliss to abide thee by, grant us thy grace, to bide here.
Now, sith I have formed you so fair, and exalted you so excellent, and here I set you next my chair, my love to you is so fervent, look you fall not in no despair, touch not my throne by no ascend. All your beauty I shall appear, and pride fall aught in your intent.
Nay, Lord, that will we not indeed, for nothing trespass unto thee. Thy great Godhead I will we dread, and never exalt ourselves so high. Thou hast us marked with great might and main, in thy bliss evermore to bide and be, in lasting life our life to lead and bearer of light, thou hast made me.
And I am marked of that same mould, loving be to our Creator that us hath made gayer than gold, under his diadem ever to endure.
I have forbid that you ne should, but keep you well in this stature. The same covenant I charge you hold in pain of heaven your forfeiture. For I will wend and take my trace, and see this bliss in every tower. Each one of you keep well this place, and Lucifer I make the governor. Now I charge the ground of grace, that it be set in my order. Behold the beams of my bright face, which ever was and shall endure. This is your health in every case, for to behold your creator was never none like me under lace, ne never shall be as my figure. Here will I bide now in this place, for to be angel's comforture, to be revisible in short space, it is my will in this same hour.
That I am wondrous bright among you all, shining full clear. Of all heaven I bear the light, though God himself, and he were here, all in this throne, if that I were, then should I be as wise as he. What say you, angels, all that be here? Some comfort soon, now let me see.
We will not assent unto your pride, nay, in our hearts take such a thought, but that our Lord shall be our guide, and keep to us that he hath wrought.
Our Lord commanded all that be here to keep his hests, both more and less. Therefore I warn thee, Lucifer, this pride will turn to great distress.
Distress? I command you for to cease and see the beauty that I bear. All heaven shines through my brightness, for God himself shines not so clear.
Of all angels, you bear the price, and most beauty is you befall. My counsel is that you be wise, that you bring not yourself in thrall.
If that you in thrall you bring, then shall you have a wicked fall, and also all your offspring. Away with you, they shall all.
Our brethren's counsel is good to hear, to you I say, Lucifer and Lightborn. Wherefore, beware you of this cheer, lest that you have a foul spurn.
In faith, brother, yet you shall sit in this throne both clean and clear, that you may be as wise withal as God himself, if he were here. Therefore, ye shall be set here, that all heaven may you behold. The brightness of your body clear is brighter than God a thousandfold.
Alas, that beauty will you spill, if you keep it all in your thought. Then will pride have all his will, and bring your brightness all to naught. Let it pass out of your thought, and cast away all wicked pride, and keep your brightness that to you is wrought, and let our Lord be all our guide.
Alas, that pride is the wall of lowity, that turns your thought to great offence. The brightness of your fair body will make you soon for to go hence.
Behold, signors, on every side, and unto me you cast your eye. I charge you, angels, in this tide, behold and see what I do mean. Above great God I will me guide, and set myself here as I ween. I am peerless, and prince of pride, for God himself shines not so sheen. Here will I sit now in his stead, to exalt myself in this same sea. Behold my body, both hands and head, the might of God is marked in me. All angels, turn to me I read, and to your sovereign kneel on your knee. I am your comfort, both Lord and head, the mirth and might of the majesty.
And I am next of the same degree, replete all by experience. Methinks if I might sit by thee, all heaven should do us reverence. All orders are assent to thee and me. Thou hast us turned by eloquence. And here were now the Trinity, we should him pass by our fulgence.
Alas! Why make you this great offence? Both Lucifer and Lightborn to you I say, Our sovereign lord will have you hence, and he find you in this array. Go to your seats, and wend you hence. You have begun a parlous play. You shall well wit the subsequence. This dance will turn to teen and tray.
I read you all do me reverence, that am replete with heavenly grace. Though God come here, I will not hence, but sit right here before his face.
Say, what array do you make here? Who is your prince and principal? I made the angel and Lucifer, and here thou would be lord over all. Therefore I charge this order clear, fast from this place look that ye fall. Full soon I shall do change or cheer, for your foul pride to hell you shall. Lucifer, who set thee here when I was go, what have I offended unto thee? I made thee my friend, thou art my foe, why hast thou trespassed thus to me? Above all angels there were no more that sat so nigh my majesty. I charge you to fall till I bid no, to the pit of hell evermore to be.
Alas, that ever we were wrought that we should come into this place. We were in joy, now we be naught. Alas, we have forfeited our grace.
And even hither thou hast us brought, into a dungeon to take our trace. All this sorrow thou hast us sought, the devil may speed thy stinking face.
My face, false feature for thy fair, thou hast us brought to teen and tray. I cumber, I canker, I kindle in care, I sink in sorrow. What shall I say?
Thou hast us brought this wicked way, through thy might all and thy pride, out of the bliss that lasteth in sorrow evermore to abide.
Thy wit it was as well as mine of that pride that we did show, and now lieth here in hell pine till the day of doom that beam shall glow.
Then shall we never care for woe, but lie here like two fiends black. Alas, that we did forfeit so the Lord's love that did us make.
And therefore I shall, for his sake, show mankind great envy. As soon as ever he can make, I shall send him to destroy. Some of my order shall he be to make mankind to do amiss. Ruffian, my friend fair and free, look that thou keep mankind from bliss, that I and my fellows fell down, for I he will ordain mankind again in bliss to be with great array, and we evermore in hell pain.
Out! Hello! Where is our might that we were wont to show, and in heaven bear so great light, and now we be in hell full low?
Out, alas, for woe and wickedness! I am so fast bound in this cheer, and never a way hence shall pass, but lie in hell all still here.
Ah, wicked pride, I work thee woe. My mirth hast thou made amiss? I may well suffer, my will is not so, that they should part thus from my bliss. Ah, pride, why hast thou not burst in two? Why did they that? Why did they this? Behold, my angels, pride is your foe. All sorrow shall show wheresoever it is. And though they have broken my commandment, me ruth it sore full sovereignly. Nevertheless, I will have mine intent. What I first thought, yet so will I. I and two persons be at one assent, a solemn matter for to try. A full fair image we have ymeant, that this same stead shall multiply. In my blessing, here I begin. The first that shall be to my pay, lightness, darkness, I bid you twin, the dark to the night, the light to the day. Keep your course for more or mine, and suffer not to you, I say, but save yourself, both out and in. That is my will, and will alway. As I have made all things of naught, after my will and my wishing, my first day now have I wrought. I give it fully my blessing.